You're with SBS Radio.
My family is my why. Yan ang salawikain ng dovetail on Overend Cafe owner na si Rejoice Thompson. Kaya naman mula sa baking hanggang sa adhikain niyang mapanatiling ligtas ang kanyang kusina para sa may celiac disease, ang nasa puso't isipan pa rin niya ay ang kanyang asawa at anak.
My baking and cooking just really came out of necessity. So when I married my husband, Adam, I found out that he is celiac. So of course, I had no idea then what celiac is. So, well, if you are aware that, you know, celiac disease, you cannot have anything that is gluten. So whenever we eat out, I'm not celiac, so I can still enjoy, normal food. And at that time, there was limited gluten-free products. And also the menu was also quite limited 10 years ago. So usually the cakes were very bland. You know, it's not like today, you know, there's so many gluten-free products. And I felt really sorry for him that he's only able to enjoy salad, you know, and maybe just a regular orange almond cake. And the thing is, before him being celiac, he loved food so much. He was such a big foodie, and I'm the same. And I wanted him to experience like the food from, like, say, in the Philippines, you know, things that I grew up enjoying. So I started cooking and baking and finding gluten-free alternatives so that I could cook for him and bake for him. I realized that it was very easy for me to bake a cake, and it was quite a surprise, and I really, really enjoyed it. And I think the most memorable moment for me was that when I made my husband an apple pie back in 2010, it was winter time, and he said, "I really wish I could eat an apple pie." So, of course, I tried making an apple pie and failed so many times because I couldn't hold the pastry, you know, together. And then when I finally did it, I served it to him, and I went back to the kitchen, and when I came back, he was in tears. And I thought, if something wrong happened, and I asked him why, and he said that it's just that I haven't had apple pie for the last, 6 years. And that night I realized that, you know, anything that I should cook and bake should be gluten-free. My journey in gluten-free baking was really based on trial and error. And because my husband is celiac, and now my daughter is also celiac, she was diagnosed 2 years ago, it took a lot of trial and error on my part. Because I can still eat whatever I want, my gauge always, before I put out a dish or a dessert, is that it should taste closer to the original. And if I don't tell you it's gluten-free, you wouldn't even know.
Dovetail on Overend, was this already existing when you met your husband?
I was a stay-at-home mom for 2 years, and Adam was working in IT. And at that time, when he was working in the city, he really fell in love going to different cafes, and he started reviewing cafes, and he became a prolific cafe reviewer on this website called Bean Hunter. We visited hundreds of cafes, and he was reviewing them. He became very passionate about it, and because of that, we were able to know a lot of people in the industry, in the specialty coffee scene. And after that, we sort of like, you know what, it's our... We just really became so inspired by that we thought about opening our own cafe one day. So that's how it all started. So our space was an office, actually. So we really built it from scratch.
So how did you come up with the name Dovetail on Overend?
So Dovetail, when we were looking for a name, we wanted a name that would best represent our space and who we are and what we would like to offer our customers. So our cafe is like a hole in the wall with footpath dining under a big awning, and it's in a very beautiful, probably one of the best, you know, suburbs in Brisbane called Norman Park. And we wanted our space to connect people and through our food and through good coffee. And I just researched on a name and I stumbled on Dovetail. And I'm like, oh, that rings, that gives a good ring, you know, really good name. And I found out that Dovetail means joinery in furniture. So instead of screws, it's a style of joining furnitures together. And I'm like, perfect, because we wanted our space to connect people, food, and what we do. So hence the name Dovetail. On Overend, it's because we are on Overend Street.
I see. Yeah, it's actually, the name is very poetic.
Yes, now that you mentioned it's poetic, because it's actually called the Poet's Corner, but it used to be like those, you know, corner stores? Yeah, exactly. So it's a corner store, and it's called Poet's Corner, now that you mentioned being poetic.
So let's go to the Filipino-inspired goodies that you have in your cafe.
Our cafe, 90% of our customers are actually non-Filipinos. And of course, I really wanted to share a little bit of my culture through my pastries. So I introduced a lot of Filipino desserts like the ube cake and ube donuts. We also have special weekend dishes like the adobo breaky bowl. And the ube, or purple yam, in our cafe is actually quite famous. And very, very popular in the cafe. Everything that I make is gluten-free, and that's really who we are. We're really known as a celiac-friendly cafe, and we never charge extra for gluten-free options ever, and that's something that you will see at the bottom of our menu.
You know how they say empowered women empower others? And you've told me that you, as a company, as a cafe, you give back to the local cafe scene. And how do you do this?
Well, part of our giving back to the community is that we actually train people who are interested to become barista in our space. And we train them so that they have a better chance of getting into the specialty coffee scene. Sometimes they also get absorbed by us. So, you know, when you wanted to become a barista, you actually go to, like, say, a one-day training of coffee. But that's not really enough. So you need experience, and the best experience is to be on the job in front of the machine doing it so many times. And we are a specialty coffee place, and we have built a name for ourselves that we really value what we do, especially when we make coffee. Dovetail is a strong advocate for celiac awareness in food preparation. I would just like to take this opportunity to encourage other cafes and restaurants that if they put a GF on their menu, that they really do have a strict process in preparing these gluten-free dishes in their kitchen.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.